Morvid led them through a series of three doors, securing each one behind them, then finally stopped in a white workshop filled with tools and spare parts for Kalumai power bodies. He pointed to a clamping pedestal on the far side of the room, between a doorway and a row of tall shelves.
"Put him there!"
Vistara lowered the power body onto the pedestal. Cratheus continued to whine, and she leaned in for a closer look. He had taken three hits, one in his power body just above his shoulder, and the other two in his own body, one in his torso, and the other in his cranium. His eyes were closed, and the wounds were too charred for Vistara to make any guesses about the damage, but it looked bad.
"Cratheus," she said, "can you hear me?"
If the Kalumai understood her, his face showed no hint of it. A tremendous bang sounded from the foyer, and Vistara felt the floor jump beneath her feet.
"We don't have much time,"
Gev said. She was standing beside the entry to the workshop, watching the screen of an internal security monitor.
"I don't think they're even bothering to cut through the doors. They're just blowing them."
"Don't worry. This won't take long," said a female voice.
A very familiar female voice, which sounded a lot like Vistara herself. Vistara spun around to find a human woman. Well, mostly human, standing in the corner. Roughly Vistara's own height, she had a familiar build and an all too familiar face with big brown eyes. Really big brown eyes, beneath a cranium that was twice the size of a normal human's.
"Marvid?"
Vistara asked, too stunned to tear her gaze away from her, well, her replica.
"What the hell?"
"Isn't she remarkable?"
Marvid replied, drifting behind Vistara.
"I added a few of Mama's genes to improve her intellect, but otherwise, she's based on you."
The Biot looked at Vistara.
"You're pretty," she said.
"But you're redundant. You made a Biot of me?"
Vistara interrupted. Marvid's tone grew soothing.
"Naturally,"
he said, still behind her.
"You should be flattered. It shows what I think of you."
Then he opened fire. The first bolt hit Vistara in the right ankle. The second destroyed her left knee. She couldn't tell exactly where the third bolt went. By then, she felt nothing but the pain below her thighs. She found herself on the floor with no memory of falling. She was simply on the Larmel Stone, watching her lightsaber fly into the Biot's outstretched hand. She screamed at Marvid.
"You blasted me?
And you used my brother for a shield."
Marvid pointed a control arm toward Cratheus. Activated by remote, the power body rose off its pedestal and floated toward him.
"I'm willing to call that even."
"Even?"
Vistara replied.
"Cratheus was going to sell you out."
"He considered it, but only briefly," Marvid corrected. "You, on the other hand, well, you and I both know it was only a matter of time before you tired of me. Or I of you. It's better to end things now."